Hi, welcome to M4 Customer Services. How can I help?
Yeah, hi. I recently switched to your service from TPG for my home, and it happened the other day, like the changeover happened, and everything seemed fine. Like my internet was working using my old TPG box, and I had a call from somebody, and they said, "Oh, sorry, we've just realized that you need a new modem." And I realized that my home phone was not working on the old modem, so I assumed that that was why they were calling me. So today I received the new modem and I've connected it, but it seems the same thing. Like I've still got the internet like I did with my old modem, but my telephone no longer works. So I just wanted to call up and check to see what's going on, because maybe the problem wasn't the modem. I didn't even realize I had a problem. It was you guys who called me to say that you were going to send a new modem, so.
Yes, sir. It requires a configuration. So you have connected a new modem. Can you please help me out with your customer account number, please?
Yes. Sure. I'm not sure what the customer account is. I'm just on the paperwork that I've got here.
Your mobile number that is registered with the connection, please.
The mobile number? My mobile number is 0403. Mobile number or home number?
Mobile number will do.
Yeah, okay. 0403 492 104.
Okay, I see that the company name is registered as IES and
Yeah, that'll be it. Yeah.
Anthony Tessek.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, you're in 33 Cedar Way Street, Chapman.
Correct,
and
yeah.
give me a moment. Let me check the current status of your connection, sir.
Thanks.
Sometimes what happens is we, when you opt for the services, in most cases the old modems actually work. Okay, but in some
yeah,
cases,
yeah.
In some cases the old modem becomes like if it's too old. Or if it's an old version modem, then we have to send you a new modem, sir.
Yeah, that's what the lady said. I didn't even try to use the phone.
Generally,
I didn't know there was any problems.
Generally, with all the other suppliers, they give you the new generation models.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I received the new modem today that you guys sent, but similar to the...
Is it at Netcom?
Let me check. It's a white one. It's called a Cloud Mesh Gateway.
Netcom.
Huh?
It's a Netcom, right?
Cloud Mesh Gateway, NF18
yeah,
Mesh.
It's a mesh
Netcom.
Modem. Netcom. That's the one.
Yeah. So, Yeah, I've plugged that in, and it's the same as the old modem. Like, the internet works, but the telephone doesn't work.
Give me a moment.
Yeah. Like I said, when the lady called, I didn't even realize my phone wasn't working. I hadn't even realized that the service had switched over yet to you guys. But when she called to mention that there was a problem with the modem, I could see that my phone wasn't working, so I assume that that's what she was talking about. Maybe
right, yeah, no problem.
It might be that I didn't need the new modem. Maybe the old modem was fine, and there's a different problem.
No, the old modem wasn't fine. Did your landline work on the old modem? I don't think so.
It used to when I was with TPG, but it wasn't working when it was shifted over to the new service. But it's not working with the new modem now either.
Yes. Can you please check the landline cable is connected to the Tel-1 port of the new modem?
It is, yes. Yes, exactly.
It is,
right? Yep.
Give me a moment. You need to reboot the modem once. I mean, you have to cut off the power supply for the modem and turn it back on.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll do that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
off for a few seconds and turn it back on.
Yeah, so I've turned it off for a few seconds and now I'm turning it back on again. Takes a long while for the modem to come online, doesn't it?
It takes a couple of minutes.
Yeah, yeah, it seems quite slow. There's a green light blinking now, so.
Yeah, let it boot up, sir. In the meantime, I will just check the configuration. So I'm placing your call on hold for 2 minutes. Please be
online. No worries. Thank you.
Thank you. So the modem is on, sir.
Okay.
Is it on?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you able to use the internet?
Let me check if it's working for the internet. Yeah, I'm connected, and it says connected without internet, so I think it's needed a little more time.
Give it a minute.
Yep. Yeah, still nothing.
Okay. All the lights are on?
Let me check. I'm away from it at the moment. I'll let you know in a second.
Sure.
Yeah, the lights seem on now. Yeah, I think it's connected now.
Okay, so your internet is on?
Yes, the internet's working. Yeah, the internet's now working.
I'll just test the connection, sir, once. Yeah, it's connected now.
Yeah.
Do you want me to check the telephone now?
No, just wait.
Okay.
I'll have to configure that. Because when you connected the new modem, the new modem is not actually linked with your landline. The old modem.
Oh,
was.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
have to remove it from the old modem and get it connected to the new modem.
Oh, okay. And it wasn't possible for you to do this with the old modem. You needed the new modem.
Because,
okay.
It had a compatibility issue.
Yeah. Okay. Understood.
Generally, what happens, Aaron? So when you get a modem from a company, right?
Yep.
So you get and some companies give you a base model which works for all basic broadbands, residential broadband
right.
connections, and it depends on the type of connection that you take.
Yeah.
Okay. The setup that you have, you will see there is a wall socket. From there, a cable
yeah.
comes and connects to the back of the modem. That is the Ethernet cable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, in some modems, they have compatibility issue with the new generation broadbands. So
right.
we prefer to send you a new modem, and the one that you have got from us, you can be rest assured for the next 5 to 6 years, you don't need to change it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, just give me a moment. And it's connected to the TEL-1, right?
Yes, yeah.
Always keep it plugged into the TEL-1.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sir, I'm placing a call on hold for 2 minutes. Please stay on the line. It will
yeah,
take
good.
A while.
Okay. No problem. Thanks.
For
sure. Thanks.
Thank you. thank you for holding the line, sir. It might take two or three more minutes, sir, if I actually am rebooting, so that and we will also test outgoing and incoming and call waiting. So if somebody calls you, so the number will stay busy, so you get the call landing up immediately after you hang up the previous call. So all these settings needs to be applied. So it takes a little while. Thank you.
That's okay. Oh, sorry, can you explain that last one again, the call waiting? How does it work?
Like, these are features, sir. See, for example, somebody calls you with that landline, okay? And at the same time, somebody else is also trying to reach you.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the second person who is going to call you, you will find your number is engaged, okay?
Yep.
So, what will happen, the moment you hang up the call, the previous call, it will come. It will land to you.
Oh.
And the person on the other end will get a notification that it will say as your call is on wait.
Okay.
Okay, this is the notification they get. Please hold on. Thank you.
Yep, okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Can you try to make a call from the landline?
Okay. No, I don't think it works. That's bad.
Okay, reboot the modem once.
Okay.
I mean, cut off the power supply and plug it back in.
Okay, I'll turn it off and just turn it back on again. I'm letting it reboot.
Let me know when your modem is turned on.
Sorry?
Let me know when your modem is on.
Mm-hmm. I'll turn it back on, but it should take quite some time, this modem.
Yeah, check reboot. If it's working or not.
No, not yet. It's a very slow modem, this one.
Sorry?
It's a particularly slow modem for rebooting, this one.
It takes a while, but it gives you a very stable connection.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's okay. You don't have to reboot very often. So.
Mm-hmm. And always select the 5G.
Yes.
You'll get to see M-Phone 5G or Telecom 5G. In the, you will get to see Wi-Fi lights, which says 2.4G and 5G. So connect to the 5G headset.
Yeah, it's always faster,
That's faster.
Yeah.
Is it working now? I mean, the internet?
Not yet, no. So I'm connected on my phone, my mobile phone, to the Wi-Fi. It says connected without internet, but the lights are still blinking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's turning on.
Try to connect to the internet now.
Yeah, no, it's still not working.
Still not working. Let me
know.
It's connected now, sir.
On my end, it says connected without internet.
Try to refresh.
Hi, now it's working, so I've got the internet connected.
Right. Now?
The internet's working, yeah?
Yeah. So you are in front, in nearby to the landline phone?
Yes, I am, yeah.
I'm making a call. It's a test call. So
okay.
If the phone rings, pick up, say hello,
yep.
and hang up. Okay?
Sure. Your phone call's coming through to my mobile phone for some reason.
Mobile phone, right. Then the diversion.
Yeah, it's diverting to my mobile phone for some reason, yeah.
Give me a moment.
I don't know how
the
that...
The person you are calling is not available. Please leave a short message, and it will be sent as an audio message.
I disabled the call diversion.
Yeah, I noticed in the last few times when I would try using my mobile phone to call my landline, I would get a text message on my mobile phone saying you've missed a call from my mobile
now
number. I don't know.
Landline...
Mm-hmm.
Now check whether your landline is ringing or not.
No. It's making... I don't know if you can hear this.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. Now, I'm ending this call. I'm calling you back in this mobile number. Okay?
Okay.